Please turn in your Bibles with me to 1 Peter 2, verse 24. This morning, we are going to remember Jesus together as Peter points us to the culmination of Jesus' suffering and the fruit it produces for those who believe. Pray with me. God, I thank you so much for this opportunity to sit under your word. Lord, I pray that you would reveal yourself to us, and that you would change us by your Spirit. Amen. Read with me 1 Peter 2, 24. And God's word says, "And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed." He bore sins to save believers. Jesus bore sins to save believers. Jesus himself bore our sins. If we look up two verses to verse 22, it says this: "He who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth." Everything that Jesus did was exactly in line with the Father's will. He never missed the mark once. He never fell short of God's perfect standard once. Keep reading in verse 22. "Nor was any deceit found in his mouth." This is the perfect man that James talks about in James 3. He controlled his tongue. He never sinned in what he said or what he did. He was completely blameless in both word and deed. Peter was with Jesus for 3 years. He witnessed Jesus' suffering at the hand of sinners. He witnesses Jesus' trial and crucifixion. And Jesus committed no sin. Jesus bore our sins. Jesus did not commit any sin, but he himself did bear sins. Jesus, in his body and on the cross, bore the sins of those who believe in him. The perfect one suffered and died. He took the sins of others and the wrath of God that was due those sins upon himself. And he did not settle outside of court. He was not spared. He himself bore our sins. Notice how Peter includes himself here. He recalls seeing Jesus suffer and die and knows that it was for his, Peter's own sins, that Jesus died. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Jesus bore believers' sins. Did he bear your sins? Do you believe in him? Do you trust in him as your only hope for the satisfaction of the wrath of God that you deserve? If you do not know Jesus, if you have not believed in him, then please don't leave here today without asking somebody what it means to trust in Jesus. You need him to bear your sins. As we take communion, we are so thankful that you're here, but we would ask that you would let the bread and juice pass by. This is a time for believers to remember Jesus. Believer, this morning, remember that Jesus, the perfect one, bore your sins in his body on the cross. And he died with a purpose in mind for you. Let's look at the second half of our verse. "So that we might die to sin and live for righteousness." If you have believed in him, then you have been crucified with him. The old man has died. You have been made new. Now, having died to sin, you might live for righteousness. Use this time to confess any sins and to begin to turn from them. Remember now that Jesus bore your sin to save you. He had to bear your sin to save you. His death on the cross is the only thing that could save you from your sin. now, having died to sins, live to righteousness. Men, please come forward, and you can take communion on your own as your hearts are prepared.